had people walk into my house and threaten me personally. Like, they've broken into my house. I've had guns put to my head just for this exact reason, for meeting people. I've been kidnapped twice for drug dealing. I would say mentally, it's probably changed my point of view on how I trust people now.
Buckwheat is a 19-year-old male who used to live in Surrey and White Rock. Now he can't let anyone know where he lives. He chose a different lifestyle, not caring that society didn't really approve of this occupation. Dealing drugs being his second job, one that he had been drawn into at a young age.
How did you get drawn into the drug business?
I smoked weed and a lot of it. I was really young when I first started. Mm-hmm. My sister introduced me to one of her friends, and all my buddies pretty much smoked weed, so all I did was grab a QP from him, and he gave it to me straight up, and I pretty much just distributed it to my friends, and from there, they sold it at the school, and that was my first experience.
Many people would see dealing drugs as a dangerous occupation, but something made Buckwheat feel it was meant for him.
Why did you want to?
It's a good way to pretty much meet new people, right? You can actually get more friends too, right? Especially the connectivity. A lot of people find you're cooler because you sell marijuana for some reason. It's good for to get to know new people around your area too if you're a drug dealer, because they have to come meet you now personally.
Can you take us through an average drug deal? How it like starts? How do you meet the person, get to know them?
The average drug deal is 10 times easier than you think it is. It's literally like, have you ever got a friend to drop off food to you or something like that? It's literally like that. It's so easy. You go out, you say hi, and you leave. It's 30 seconds. Sometimes maybe 5 minutes, but that's because you're having a great conversation. The only time it becomes more difficult is when you're dealing with a large amount. If you're dealing with like a pound, usually it becomes more sketchy, right? You're going up there. You don't know if he wants to jack you or not, because now you're dealing with $2,000 worth of marijuana. Right, and usually money first, then once you get the money in your hand, everybody's heart just like...
It seems from the outside that selling drugs does not require a code, but in practice you have to find a system that guarantees success and your safety.
What kind of drugs have you sold?
Just never gotten into crack. I don't want to deal with people. I don't want to deal with crackheads and stuff like that who are up every day ready to fucking jack you for anything, right? Because they're broke. They have no money. Right? They'll do anything for their drug, right? The drugs that I sold, like, yeah, I sold coke and heroin, but most of the people I sold heroin to were usually mothers, right? Adults, people who are really well off. Same with coke. Usually when I went to clubs and stuff like that, there were usually people who were really well off, and that was for the fact that it's a party drug, right? People will go there, they'll spend $500 on some coke, right? Not crackheads don't have $500 to just blow on drugs, right? They have to work. They have to go collect bottles for that. I don't want to deal with those kind of people.
While dealing drugs, one needs to be aware of his stuff, because if you find yourself in the wrong place at the wrong time, your life could end up hanging by a thread.
Can you explain, if it's okay with you, one of the experiences you had being kidnapped?
There was a time where I met these guys, and it was for GHB, which is, I guess, considered date rape. It's considered day rape just because if you do too much, you forget everything you did that night. People didn't do it for date rape. They did it to get drunk. You take a bottle cap worth and you're fucking wasted. And I met these guys. They bought $20 worth of GHB. And the next day they phoned me back and they wanted another $20. So I went and met them. And they're like, yeah, I was at the GHB. And I was like, yeah. And I looked behind me and there's a guy fucking trying to grab me and like push me into the car. And I tried to like run away, and three other guys came out of the car, grabbed me, and fucking pushed me into the back seat, and I was sitting in the center of the back seat, right? And they're telling me to shut up, shut up, shut up, and give me everything they have, and, like, I'm fucking, like, trying to scramble to get out and shit, and all they did was keep hitting me and keep hitting me and keep hitting me. I ended up giving them my phone and, like, everything that was in my pockets they got. I had probably about, like, $1,100 in my pocket. They took my phone. They took the GHB I had, they kept hitting me, they wanted to, like, beat the shit out of me and leave me in, like, a ditch or whatever, and they ended up fucking dropping me off by my house. They followed me to my house, took 4 liters of GHB, which is, like, $5,000. They took that right out of my fridge, and then they left. And that was it, and they never came back.
A few bad experiences, and one is not sure who to trust. Trust, it seems, is seldom found in such professions.
And how do you cope with all the threats that you've had?
To cope with the threats? I really just try and move on with it, right? Like, I don't know, it kind of... I guess at times it's been hard. Like, one time my house got shut up, and, like, that was really hard on me and my family, just for the fact that it's like, okay, these guys are really now starting to come after me. Really, we just moved and kind of put it behind us, right? They don't know where we are. They don't know where we live. And we just kept it quiet from there.
Young or old, once tangled in the drug business, you're in for the long haul.
So there is no way of getting out of this business?
Jail or death. Once you've been in it so long, your phone's never going to stop ringing. People are never going to stop asking you for it. Your friends will never, ever stop asking you for it. No matter what you do, they're always going to ask you about the drugs. They're always going to ask you to chill. And if you come and chill with them, they're always going to ask you about the drugs because that's what you've done for so long. If you've been in it for so long, that's all you're about now. That's all your friends think you're about now.